Well, good morning, launch leaders. Welcome to another episode. This is Relaunch with John O'Leary. I'm thrilled that you're on this call, and I have a feeling that after spending about 10 or 12 minutes on this call with us, that you're going to be thrilled as well. At launch in March, we celebrated True North, what really will drive us forward in life and the six elements that allow us to achieve real success, real significance. Pieces like growing professionally, growing spiritually, growing financially, growing in your emotional life, and growing in relationships. Well, one of the pieces that may be most important is growing in your health, in your wellness, in your vibrancy each day. And the expert who guided us through that conversation was Dr. Michelle Robin. And Dr. Michelle Robin is with us on this call. So Dr. Michelle, welcome to the call.
Thanks, John. It was a delightful experience being surrounded by your friends and for the launch. So thanks for including me.
Well, Michelle, we're thrilled that you were there and even more excited to have you on the call, because what I know is it's easy to get fired up for things. It's easy to high-five on your way out of a session. It gets more and more difficult to live it day after day after day. And one of the things that has excited me since launch is I have several friends from around the country emailing me in the morning pictures of green smoothies. Michelle, we know what we should put into our bodies, I think. We know what we should not put into our bodies, I think. So why do we most frequently make the poor choices, the decisions that are not as life-giving?
Well, I think a couple of things. I think there's a lot of confusion in the marketplace about what's good and what's bad. You know, is Diet Coke good for you or not good for you? You know, the things that are low-fat. I really think that if people truly listened to their body, they would know what to put in, because they know how they feel afterwards. It's like when you spend time with a group of friends and you leave feeling empowered and inspired, kind of like we did at the launch. And
mm-hmm.
the times that you're around people and you leave feeling deflated and you think, gosh, and you kind of feel bad about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what food does for you. If you'll be mindful, like you said, doing green smoothies, and let's see, that's a start. Maybe having a salad a day if you don't want to take the time to do a green smoothie. Instead of having a salad once a week, have a salad every day or three times a week. How can you add more live food in your life? If you want to have more richness in your life, you need to add more food that has richness to it, and it needs to be live food. And I'm not a vegetarian. I'm not promoting veganism. I'm just promoting that you get more real food in your diet.
Yes.
The kind of food that's around the perimeter of the store, and I hardly ever go into the aisles in the middle of the store. It's usually the perimeter.
So stay in the perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Michelle, what I'm hoping to provide today to our colleagues, our friends all around the country, is ways that they specifically can live health, can live wellness, can live vibrancy in their day in and day out lives for themselves and also for and with the people that they get to serve and live with and work with each day. And can you provide on this call just a couple strategies that we can tap back into and live into that would improve our health and our vibrancy?
Well, I think two that are interrelated is one is be consistent. It's just like people will get consistent and they may have green smoothies for 3 or 4 days and then they don't have it for the next 2 weeks. So try to set a goal that's reasonable. Let's say that you want to add more vegetables into your life. And one way to do that, if you don't like the taste of kale and bok choy and spinach, some of those really vibrant greens, is to put in a smoothie. And so you decide, I'm going to go from having 0 smoothies a week to 3 times a week. And you get consistent, you do that 3 times a week for the next month. And then you listen with that consistency. How does my body change? Do I have better bowel movements? Is my skin changing? Do I find myself craving? We said, I think the reason that why people do like things like French fries and chips is we start craving sugar and salt because of the stress, because of the lack of nutrition. And the more healthy you eat, the more healthy you want to eat because you know how you feel. It doesn't,
yes.
It doesn't mean that I never have French fries. I just got back from the women's final four and I had some sweet potato fries a couple days. And you know what? It just happens. I didn't have, you know, an extra serving, extra large. I had maybe 10 or 12, and that was enough. But I find that when I start to go down to the chips or to the French fries or to the chocolate, that it's a road leading me downhill, and it's hard for me to climb back out of. So just set a goal. Even write this minute, say, you know what, I'm going to add 3 to 5 colors of vegetables in my life every day for the next month. And I think you'll be shocked how much better your body feels.
So the first idea, Michelle, would be to be consistent. And that doesn't mean ridiculous, meaning you go completely in a different direction. It just means, listen, if you want to try some of these perfect, maybe three a week, try that first. And when you fall off the wagon, when you have a weekend at the Final Four and you pick up some French fries or you have a couple drinks, it's okay. But listen to your body and reform which direction you're going to take this going forward.
Exactly. And to tie into that, just be kind to yourself. What happens is we say, gosh, and we start beating ourselves up. And so instead of having half a bag of chips, we say, it doesn't matter, I'm going to have the whole bag of chips. It does matter. So just be gentle, be consistent, pick real, live, vibrant food.
Tell us about that, real, live, vibrant food. So be consistent, be kind to yourself, and now check out real, live, vibrant foods.
So look at your plate. So what I like to do is I like to think, okay, Michelle, there's 21 meals. If I had 3 meals a day over 7 days a week, that's 21 meals. And I plan my week. I say, okay, this day is going to be really easy for me to have clean, healthy food. And for me, clean, healthy food will be maybe some organic protein like chicken or steak or fish. It could be some vegetables, broccoli, asparagus, a salad. In my own lifestyle, I've chosen to put the OIMF, odds in my favor, and I don't feed my body gluten or dairy. And I've noticed that my skin's healthier, I have less inflammation, I think more clearly, and I'm a much better person, so I'm able to perform at a higher level. And so if you're not there, just add more live food in. We have a saying, the more good you add in, the more natural the bad will fluff away.
I love it. And, Michelle, I also know for you it's not just eating better. It's sleeping better for busy leaders, and that's everybody on this call. Probably the thing that we can cut out of our life each day is sleep. We can work through that, or we can have meetings through that, or return emails instead of that. But for you, sleep is vital. So tell us about that.
Well, I think it's important to plan your days around your sleep. And there's going to be days where you may get 6 or 7 hours or maybe 5. But on average, if you can really listen to what your body needs, most people need at least 7 if they really honor their body. And some people need 8 or 9. What I like to teach my patients is that when you go on vacation and you have no time constraints, and after you've already got through the first 2 or 3 days of being exhausted, you know how you have to prepare to go on vacation? Sometimes you're more exhausted than you're preparing. After you've kind of get to an even state, what is your normal cycle? Do you go to bed at 10 and then wake up at 6, or do you go to bed at 11 and wake up at 5? And try to see what really resonates with your own rhythm. And so everybody, I'd say between 6 and 9. And what you want to think about, too, is sometimes it's the sleep position. Sometimes we're in pain when we sleep, so we don't want to go to sleep because we maybe have back pain or neck pain, and it may be that posture. And I talk about that a lot in Wellness on a Shoestring, 7 Habits for a Healthy Life. And make health and well-being. You either make time as you go along, or your body will make time for you later. And the time it makes for you later is more like times at the doctor's office, time sitting around not being able to go watch your kids or play with your grandkids because you're in pain, whether it's physical or mentally. So that's the investment in sleep is so important.
So, Michelle, what I've heard so far is the need for consistency, the idea of being kind to yourself when you fall and you trip and you maybe make a couple poor decisions to pick yourself up, to love yourself forward. The third is to add more color to your diet and be intentional on it, and then sleep. And maybe go back to a vacation of how many hours you need when you're on vacation. Maybe that's what your body is saying it wishes it had each day. And to be purposeful, that you're either going to be purposeful now or it's going to force you to be purposeful later on. So, Michelle, these are all great ideas. Two questions as we wrap up this call. One, what is one way today when we hit end on this call and we get back to the next email, back to the next meeting, back to the next busyness of life, that we can actually do something with it? So that's my first question to lead us toward the finish line. What's one strategy right now that a busy executive can grab into her back pocket and start implementing these ideas today?
I'm going to give you 1.5.
Number
one, be mindful. It's like when you're having a conversation with your child. Are you going through it so fast that you're really not present, instead of just really getting down at their level and being really mindful? And so as you're eating, a lot of times we're just eating, and I know this is true of myself. I've been around this over 3 decades. sometimes I'm eating just to eat. I'm not even hungry.
Yeah.
Maybe the stress, or I'm just, and it's just a habit. So be mindful of the way you move, the way you think, how you're eating, how you're sleeping. Mindful would help a lot, how you're interacting with your family, with your coworkers. And the second one, or one and a half, is really planning. In order to live a well life, it takes planning. It's like planning for vacation. You need to go, gosh, you know, this week here's my goal. I'm trying to get, you know, 70,000 steps this week. How could I fit that into my week? And then you put it on your calendar. Sometimes it may not happen, but at least you're making a plan to make it happen. Just like with your team, when you have meals brought in, you're bringing meals in. You're not bringing pizza in. You're bringing in maybe some salads or maybe some vegetables and some clean meat, things like that, so that you're walking the talk.
Awesome. I love it. And my second question for you, Michelle, is these individuals who come to lunch are not ego-driven or self-centered people. They actually come to grow in order to grow not only themselves, but their family, their community, their businesses, and the world. So what would be one strategy? And if you want to give us 1.5, feel free. But what's one strategy that we can take these ideas back to our home, back to the bedroom, back to the boardroom, and back to all the other individuals that we get to influence each day?
It's pretty similar planning. Sit down with your team, your executive team, and say, okay, what are we going to do as a strategy this year to really implement a wellness culture? Are we going to add yoga classes? Are we going to add chair massage? Are we going to have a rule after 5 o'clock on Friday that any emails that need to go out hold until Monday morning so that you may not expect people to answer emails on the weekend, but when you see them, people feel obligated to answer them. And so we're basically stealing. I think all the accessibility is stealing people's life. They're not able to be present with their family. And if you can give people the ability to be present in their own life on their free time, then I think you will change your culture tenfold.
So I'd like to kind of put out a challenge to our friends on the call, and that is to when the email stops playing and the MP3 comes to an end, rather than racing to the next email, the next meeting, the next opportunity or obligation, to invest the next 3 minutes, and do two things. One, to schedule a meeting with your key leaders. That could be your spouse, your partner, could be your board of advisors, to figure out a time that you're going to spend just a little bit more on how to bring these ideas back into our workplace, back into our lives. And then secondly, is to schedule up for the next month, one day each week, to spend 5 minutes planning that week. When are you going to go to the store? When are you going to plan the menu that you'll pull for that store? When are you going to have those green smoothies? When are you going to give yourself a break to have that chocolate brownie? Because it's important to sometimes be kind to yourself, but to be thoughtful and mindful in that process. So that's our challenge to you today, to spend the time right now planning out how you're going to live Michelle's message on wellness, health, and vibrancy. Michelle, what is a way that we can learn more about you and your work?
You know, probably the best way is to follow me on Facebook. I'm continually trying to embody this lifestyle for myself, but it also spread the message of well-being. And the word well-being, as we might remember from the launch, means happy. And
yeah.
You can find me at my website, drmichellerobin.com.
Perfect. So if you want to speak to Michelle directly, do not hesitate. She's become one of my dear friends, and I have a feeling the more you get to know her and her heart and her mind, the more that you'll want to spend time with her. So, Michelle, thank you for the time today. And Launch Leaders, thank you for the opportunity to be with you this morning. Have a beautiful week. And remember, my friends, the best is yet to come. Stay focused on your true north. The best is yet to come. Continue boldly.